Dictation for new patient visit, Brandon Candler. B like boy, R-A-N-D-O-N. Last name? Candler, C-A-N-D-L-E-R. Date of birth is 6-2-1988. Date of accident 2-1-2022. Date of service is 7-1-2022. Mr. Brandon Candler is here, referred by his attorney for evaluation. Chief complaints are severe pain in the both shoulders. Actually, the severe pain is in the right shoulder and is unable to lift it beyond 110 degrees of abduction. Severe pain in the chest, pain in the neck, lower back, mid back, with radiation to both buttocks, and bruise and pain in the left leg. Along with headaches. Patient alleges that he was involved in an automobile accident, which is responsible for all these pains and complaints. History of automobile accident. Patient was involved in automobile accident on 2-1-2022 at around 9:15 p.m. as a front seat passenger. The driver was the girlfriend's cousin and who received a fracture of the left arm and lower back injury. They were traveling in a Grand Caravan, and patient doesn't remember the kind of car they were hit with. Approximate speed of the car was 60. Approximate speed of the other car is unknown. The accident occurred at 8 Mile and Southfield Freeway while coming off the Lodge Freeway, southbound, and they were traveling to Southfield southbound. Patient reports that there was a previous accident has already happened on the freeway. However, the car had no brake light. It was parked in the middle of the freeway, and one car was in the middle lane, one car was in the right. So when they were driving through the freeway, they hit a car on the right lane, which had no brake light, no blinker. The impact caused their car to be completely total. Front end was completely broke, windshield was broken, door was jammed, and the accident has a severe impact. The patient reports that he was not restrained at the time of accident, airbags deployed, and there was no loss of consciousness. It was not a hit-and-run accident. Police arrived at the scene, ambulance arrived at the scene, and the impact caused patient to injure the head to the dashboard, and there is a big hematoma on the forehead. Then he fell under the dashboard, and no impact to the headrest. The patient was taken to the hospital, Providence Hospital ER, and the cousin took him to the ER, not the ambulance. He was there for 7 hours. X-rays were done, MRIs were done, CT scan, all were negative. The rest of the history will continue in a minute.